Glory to God. We thank the Lord again for your participation, for your being on the line on tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about walk out the word. Walk out the word. You know, there's many things that we're going through. No doubt people even on this line that going through different struggles, different challenges in life. I mean, just life itself can present so many different turns and obstacles and looks like bumps in the road, whatever it is. People might have problems with their finances, problems with their children, problems with the family, even on the job. Things just seem like it might be in a dead-end job. Don't even see light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. But I'm here to give you good news, to encourage your heart. Walk out the word. That means follow what that word is saying. God has already given us. He's given us his instruction manual, which is the word of the living God, our very Bible. So our Bible is full of wisdom. And unlike any other roadmap for life, the word of God gives us direction. And it's our roadmap from here, from earth to heaven. Praise God. See, the word never gets old, and it will never be outdated. It is as up to date as your most current or recent newspaper. The word means what it says, and it says what it means. Praise God. So we're talking about walk out the word. And as I go down further, you'll understand what it means. Walk it out. Walk in that word. Walk out the word. Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path." The Message Bible says it like this: "By your word, God, I can see where I'm going. Your word throws a beam of light on the dark paths, the dark areas in life." See, God's word is a source of light that guides the believer through life. There are many obstacles. There are many things and ups and downs and challenges and things that we can't see ahead, but God knows. And his word, if we will walk out his word, he would shine that light. It will be a guide for us. It's a guide to every believer. As the word says, "In all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord." Ask him. Acknowledge him. He says, in all your ways. You don't have to wait until things get in trouble or you get off course. But even in good times, at all times, acknowledge the Lord. And that's where a lot of us go wrong, because we don't stop to ask God for the wisdom, direction. God, is this your timing? Is this the right time to do this? Is this where you have me to go? Many of us don't take that time to say, God, what will you have me to do? Or what will you have me to say? My God, sometimes he might have you just to be quiet, just to hold your peace. But my God, the fact is, acknowledge him. Ask him. This is what this roadmap is saying. Ask me which way to go. What shall I do? And then he says, I will direct your path. See, the God that we serve, he is the author, and he's the finisher of our faith. He knows the end from the very beginning. You and I walk out life one day at a time, one hour at a time, one second at a time. We can't see into tomorrow. We might know the plans we have for tomorrow, but God is the one who knows exactly what we are being confronted with. He knows exactly what things are coming down the road. He knows it because he's Alpha. See, our God is he's Omega. Hallelujah. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning. He is the end. My God. So why not use the wisdom that he's instructed in his word? Ask me. Acknowledge me. I will direct you. I won't leave you hanging. I will uphold you. Praise God. Even when David said, listen, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will raise me up. He will lift me up with his righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage us tonight. Walk out that word. Wait on God. See, whatever you're praying about, and you're waiting for the manifestation of your prayer. You're waiting for the answer. You're waiting to say, Lord, I've been praying and I've been fasting. I've been reading my word. I've been living all I know how. I just don't see the answer. And you know, sometimes we can get frustrated, and that's the truth. Sometimes you just don't see it at all. I've been praying a lot of years or whatever. And for example, there's some women that just been waiting on God for a husband. Lord, I don't see. I don't even see anybody yet, and God, I'm getting old. I'm getting past the time that I would be so productive or whatever. But you know what? Don't ever get so frustrated that you allow your frustrations to take you off course. Let me say that again. Don't ever let your emotions get so worked up and wound up. They say, listen, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You don't know what you'll get. And whatever you get is what you chose because you didn't wait on the Lord. Say amen to that. No matter what it is, wait on God. Walk out the word in faith. Amen. See, look, God doesn't need our help. We need God's help. He's able. He's able to bring us out. He's able to manifest of his promises in his own good time. Remember Sarah and Abraham? Well, Sarah thought she would help God out by giving her handmaid, Hagar, to Abraham so that he could have a child. But you see, Ishmael was not the promised child that God said that Abraham would have. He said that Abraham and Sarah both would have a child together. But Sarah got impatient. She said, no, I'm going to help God out. Well, he didn't need, you know the story. He didn't really need Sarah's help. Yeah, Ishmael was blessed. God still blessed him to be a nation and all, but yet and still that he was not the promise. See, our God has a perfect purpose, a perfect purpose, and he also has a perfect timing to bring about a divine release of manifestation of an answer to your prayer, manifestation to my prayer, the manifestation to what we are believing God for. Walk out the word. Walk it out. Wait, none of me. Follow the instructions. Follow God's word. Get in that word and let the word get in you. And then he will give you the wisdom, the direction, as we lean on the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit comes to lead and guide us into all truth. Not some of it. He said all truth. God cares about you. He cares about me. He cares about us. He cares about the things that concerns us. He knows what we are going through. He knows the things. Listen, he knows the plans he has for us, but we've got to get in his will and wait on him. Praise God. Wait on God. Isaiah 40 and 31, you know the scripture well, says they that wait upon the Lord. What's going to happen? They shall renew their strength. So while we are waiting on God, God will renew our strength. He will give you a refreshing. He will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. While we are waiting, he strengthens us. And then he says, that we will mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles' wings are strong. They're not weak, but they are strong. While we are waiting, God will strengthen us. And then he says, look, we will run and we won't get weary. And then we can walk and we will not faint. Why? Because God is the one that's uplifting us, is upholding us. See, we can have confidence. We can be confident that God will keep his unfailing promises. I'll say it again. We can rest assured that God will keep his unfailing promises, because God is not slack concerning his promise, concerning his word. Praise God. But he will do what he said he will do. Amen, somebody? Glory to God. But we can depend on his unfailing word. But can God depend on us? Can he depend on you to stand in faith no matter what the circumstances are? Can God depend on you to walk out the word in obedience, to wait on him, to follow, to stay in faith? Praise God, to keep yourself focused. It's easy to get off focus. Many of us, we can all get off focus. But the thing is to realize it. Realize that, hey, I stepped a little too far to the right. Maybe I went a little bit too much to the left. Praise God, but yet realize that and get back on track. Don't stay. Even made a mistake. Don't stay there. Get up. Straighten yourself out. We can do this. You can do this. Praise God. Walk out the word in obedience. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. So while you're waiting to receive an answer to your prayer, you know we may endure trials. You may go through tribulation. You have to shed some tears sometimes because you're so frustrated. God knows we are only human. Let's be real with this. Sometimes it's not easy to wait. See, that's the whole thing about it. We can pray. We can seek God, and we can clap. We can sing the promises. We can jump the promises. We can shout the promises. But when it comes time to wait, and when the heat gets turned up, and your back is sort of against the wall, you just don't see any way out, or you can't figure it out. How is God going to bring me out? Oh, I know he said he was going to do it, but let me tell you what, stand and stay focused on his word. Walk it out. Don't become discouraged and give up. But hold on and encourage yourself. Like David said, he had to encourage himself. David says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the land of the living. See, we have testimonies. Every one of us has a testimony how good God is. And David said, I would have given up. I would have fainted had not I believe. That's why it's important. Believe to receive, believe to see. Amen. By faith. Faith says it's done. Praise God. Faith says it's already here. Praise God. So no matter what your situation looks like, no matter what the circumstances are, you need to remind yourself that the Lord is my light. Oh, yes, he is. And he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I mean, what can man do unto you when you know who's in charge and you know to whom you belong? Say amen to that. And it goes on to say the Lord is not going to be, maybe after a while, but God, the Lord is the strength of my life. And of whom shall I be afraid? Being careful not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. See, we, as you're walking out the word, we have to watch as well as pray. So be careful not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You want to watch that you're not sitting in the seat of the scornful. People complaining, mumbling, grumbling. That doesn't get your answer. That doesn't get the God to move on your behalf any faster or even move at all while we're mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. We have the biggest example of that with the children of Israel. God did everything for them, brought them through on dry land, backed up the water on both sides, and swallowed up Pharaoh's army, and gave them food, and gave them heat, and everything that they needed, water, all that they needed. But yet they mumbled, they grumbled, they still complained. Praise God. But yet you see that they frustrated the Lord so much. He said, now this generation has frustrated me. This generation is is not going into the promised land. Praise God. So we don't want God to put us in that category. So therefore, God help me. To say, God help me to refocus. Help me to stay on track. Help me, God, to walk out the word of one step at a time. See, this race is not given to the swift, and it's not given to the strong, but it's given to those who endure till the end. Say amen, somebody. Amen to that. It's not enough to start out fast. It's not how fast you go, but the thing, you're steady walking. You're steady going. Well, Lord, if the answer don't come today, I know I'm going to be right back tomorrow. I'm going to be making my request known to you. I'm going to be giving you thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I'll be giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take down, but I will wait to see the salvation of the Lord. So therefore, you don't want to be in the seat of the scornful, but you want to begin to delight yourself. Like the scripture says back in Psalm 101, delight yourself in the law or the word of God. And then you want to meditate on the word. Meditate on that word day and night. And then after you've done this, this is part of this roadmap of walking out that word. He said, you will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. That bringeth forth fruit in your season. See, that tree is well watered. It's well nurtured. The roots are run deep. The roots are enriched. The roots are run with strength and nutrients and all that nourishes. It goes up that trunk and it goes out through the branches. Remember, we are the branches. Hallelujah. And then you get strength. Hallelujah. And then your leaves and all that God has for you will begin to up and begin to shine in the name of Jesus. As the Lord gives us strength, we want to bear fruit. He said, those that bear fruit in him, that he would purge us. He would give us that boost, that we will bring forth more fruit. People would look at you and say, oh, she don't look like what she's been through. I know he was having trouble, but look how he's smiling. Look how the joy of the Lord is his strength. The fruit of the Lord, somebody will be able to see the love that you're carrying. Someone will see your faith. Someone will see your gentleness. They will see your kindness. They will see your meekness. That's what happens when you learn how to walk out the word. Say amen to that. Glory to God. He said, you're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in your season. That's important to know. If this is not your season right now, but guess what? Your season will surely come. God has a set time. He has a set purpose. He has a perfect time. Glory to God. He knows when to bless us, how to bless us, where to bless us. He knows it. But yet we are blessed. Maybe the answer hasn't come to you, certain prayers, but guess what? We are blessed. The fact that we are on this prayer line right now, The fact that he woke us up this morning, he started us on our way. He gave us strength. We had our right mind up. He kept us protected all day long. Listen, God is worthy to be praised. Walk out that word. Glory to God. And then he says, your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. See, sounds like a win-win situation. Oh, yeah, maybe we have to cry. Maybe it doesn't feel good sometimes. Hallelujah. And you feel heavy. You sometimes feel burdened down. But he already told us what to do. This is how we walk out that word. Cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. He told us what to do. Hallelujah. Told us be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just continue to praise him. Continue to make a supplication with thanksgiving as unto the Lord. And another thing David said, listen, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, that God will bring it to pass. So in closing, I want to say to us, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. The Lord will exalt you in due time. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Continue to walk out that word and walk in obedience. To his word. That's very important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We don't want anything to separate us from the love of God, but we want to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Walk in obedience. Walk in humbleness. Walk in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen, somebody. Stay in faith. Pray. Pray day and pray day in and day out. Pray without ceasing. Pray, hallelujah, in the morning. Pray in the midnight hour. Prayer is a vitally important. That's a vital importance as you're walking out the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, his word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Trust in God and believe. Believe that you shall receive. The word works if you work the word. I'll say it again. The word works. If you work the word, again, walk out the word. Glory to God. I thank God. Thank God for his word tonight. Amen. I trust that you've been blessed. I trust that that word has been just a light to you. A light to you to even tonight as we ministered. Understand that word is a lamp unto your feet and it's a light unto your path. Let us pray. Our Lord, we just bless you. Oh, yeah. We praise you. We honor you. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We worship you, God, our Father. Father, we love you, God, because you are so kind. You're so long-suffering. You care for us. So much so, you have given us the roadmap to heaven. You're giving us the roadmap to be prosperous. You've given us your word that you will direct us. We don't have to err, my God, because if we just acknowledge you in all our ways, you will direct our path. So, Father, I decree and I declare even on tonight, as we are on this prayer line tonight, all of those that are listening in with a listening heart, Father, I believe that they have received your word. Father, I believe that they will continue in your word, that they will begin to walk out your word, walk it out just the way you have it for us. You have a set perfect time for us to reap. We will reap if we faint not. Father, I decree and I declare that we will not get weary. We will not get tired and give up, but that we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we will wait on you, Father, that we will wait, I say, on the Lord, that we know that good things come to those that wait. Praise God that you will, God, continue to strengthen us, continue to uplift us, continue, God, to be our refuge. You are our refuge, and you are our strength, and you are that present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. I pray, God, that everybody that's listening to this prayer and that's part of this prayer tonight, God, that you will just strengthen their heart, that they will be in a new place in you, God, that you will take us to a different level in you, God. Father, I decree and declare that the ones that are listening to this prayer, even their household, God, that God, that you give them that hunger, that thirst after righteousness, and you said that shall be filled up. God, we praise you right now. We praise you for your peace. We praise you for your long suffering. We praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your tender mercies that are brand new every single day, God. We thank you, Father, for goodness and mercy that follow us, God, every step of our life. Hallelujah. And we thank you tonight. Oh, God, that you will just illuminate your word to the hearers, God, that we would not only be hearers only, that, God, that we will do your word, that we will walk out your word, that we will serve you in spirit and in truth. Father, I decree and declare tonight that we will grow up in you, that we will come established in you, Father, that God, that you will raise us up, that you will feed us with meat, that we may grow thereby. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, we look to the hills, that which comes our help. We know that all of our help, it comes from you, Father. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your steadfast word. We thank you that your word is sure. See, your word is eternal. Your word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is a living word. Hallelujah, that we can live thereby. God, thank you, Lord, that you have blessed everyone, even on this line. I decree and declare, God, that we will be that incorruptible seed, that seed that's producing life, hallelujah, that seed that will show our ourselves real, that when we walk out in a crowd, that we walk out among men, they will see your light. They will see that we represent that incorruptible seed, that seed that can't be smothered out, that seed that growing, that seed that's springing up into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, that we have a right to the tree of life because of the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus, you paid the price. Jesus, you made the way. Jesus, you said that it is finished. We thank you, that your word is that lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway, that you make every crooked way straight, God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us tonight. We thank you for understanding and revelation of your word. Father, I decree and declare a fresh anointing upon all those that are on this line, even representing their household, representing their families, representing our church family, God. Not only our church, Father, I pray, God, that your word become alive in every minister, pastor, apostle, teacher, prophet, God, God, that you will raise up your fivefold ministry that will strengthen your body of Christ tonight, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray. Praise you, God. We thank you for your word that refreshes. We thank you for your word that restores. We thank you for your word that's new. And every single day, that word is doing new things for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, remember those on this line that may be sick in their bodies, that need healing, God. God, we know, God, that your word is healing, God. Hallelujah. You sent your word and healed them. Send your word, God, and heal, Lord God. We're asking for healing, God. We're believing you, God, that you will heal our sister Donna McQueen, who's lying in that hospital bed. God, we believe, we decree and declare that she will talk again in the name of Jesus. And we declare that healing is in her. It's all around her. It's in her, God. That pneumonia would go away, God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Healing for Sister Betty Ann Davis. Continue in your word. Oh, God, you know how much she loves you, God. Strengthen her. Strengthen my son, Michael Bolden. God, even as you encourage him every day, day by day, we see progress. You're at work in his life. The Holy Spirit, God, I know that you're healing him from the inside out. So we thank you for that. God, we thank you for healing, God, and strength for Janie Booker, God. Strengthen her, God. God, I decree and declare that by your stripes she's healed, that coughing will cease, that she will have a good night's rest. Hallelujah, God, that she will walk in the newness of life. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think of. And God, send your word. Encourage Sister Virginia Monroe, God. Strengthen, God, on every every hand in the name of Jesus. Father, remember her. Our mother Dolores Liggins, continue to bless her. Continue to cause her to be a blessing, God. Bless all those that minister and take care of her in the name of Jesus. And bless Deacon Walter Brown. Encourage his heart, God. Thank you for the smile that's on his face. Thank you for the strength and how you're strengthening him day by day. God, we praise you, God. We praise you, God, for the Petersville Baptist Church. That, God, that we will be a church that will be showing love and light in the community, God. Not only our church, God. We ask you to strengthen every member of other churches, God, and pastors, teachers, preachers. God, remember them, God, that they would teach you and preach your word in season, out of season. Help us, God. We believe, God, that you would wake us up, God, that people would realize what time it is. It's later than we think. God, I thank you, Lord, for your patience with us, God. Fix it, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage your people. Bless, God, bless your people, God. Encourage their hearts, God. Help us, God, put running in our feet. Help us to, Lord, to be hungry and thirsty after righteousness. Oh, God, have your way. Holy Spirit, move by your Spirit. Breathe on us, Father. Let the winds from heaven blow on us. Blow encouragement. Blow peace. Blow strength. Blow unity. In the name of Jesus. And we come against every foul spirit that would bind us up, that try to put stumbling blocks in our way. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever things we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things we loose on earth, you will loose in heaven. We loose the power of God. We loose the anointing. We loose the joy of the Lord. We loose the strength. We loose victory in the name of Jesus. Courage tonight. Hallelujah. Help us to be courageous in you. Only very courageous. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For that we give you praise. Hallelujah, God. Praise God. I pray for my sister Denise and her family that you would strengthen her. Healing, God. Healing belongs to her. Healing's the children's bread, God. Touch her knees. Touch her legs. Oh, my God. Strengthen healing, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We worship you. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Bless Pastor Ollie. Bless him, God, that he may be strong in you and in the power of your might, that he would go forth in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Bless every minister, God. Go, God, that give us vision, that we would hold up Pastor. We would hold his hands up. We would lift him in prayer, God, that we would be that support group, God, that we would be that support, Lord, that we would keep him covered with your blood, covered, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we can so carefully to give your name praise. We give your name glory. And we continue to give your name honor. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus and God, hallelujah. We bless you. We
pick up your voice.
We bless you, God. Every participant on this line, let's give
pick
God the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. You're in agreement with this prayer. We want to give you praise because we ask it in faith for thee. We praise you, God. We thank you that we will walk out your word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are in higher heights and deeper depths. We thank you we're in a new place in you tonight. We call on the name of Jesus. We thank you with this power in the name of Jesus. We glorify you tonight. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every member of our family. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for their salvation. We thank you for the answer right now. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. We say hallelujah. Healing belongs to us. Hallelujah. Healing, Reverend Anderson, remember her, God. Healing tonight. Oh, my God. Have your way tonight. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you right now. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father, for victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we glorify your name. We praise you, God. We bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. God, everyone, even their names, I wasn't able to call every name, God, that's on this prayer line. God, remember them in a special way, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Uplift, God, up. Strengthen tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is so. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I thank you. Thank you again for every person that tuned in tonight that's on this prayer line. Praise God. I trust and pray that you are uplifted. I trust and pray you're in a different place in God. Hallelujah. That you come hungry for the word of God, that you would just receive that word, grow by that word, study it. Don't even wait to come to church. Study that word. Make time for God. Make time to study and read his word. Make time to talk with him. Make time, God, to before him, to just to tell, Lord, I love you. Make time to sit in his presence. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. And my time is gone. We talk about time, but my time is gone. But I thank God for this opportunity. It was blessed just to be able to minister tonight. And so I pray that you continue to pray for Pastor and I. We love you, and that God continue to bless you, strengthen you. Strengthen you in the inner man. Strengthen you in the outer man. Bless everything you set your hands to do. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless you. Have a blessed night, and we will look to see you all real soon. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Good night.